the number 7 and its amazing connection to Yahweh's festivals. Today, we're going to focus on God's feast day convocations and how they lead us into gathering together as a family and enter into a special sevenfold blessing in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Many a good Christian wonder how we can solve the trials and problems that the world throws at us, when the answer is, God has already blessed us with victory and holiness and peace and security. If we would only lift up our spiritual eyes and walk into the blessings that are right in front of us this very moment. How great it would be to be blessed by God 7 times a year, with the equivalent that the Holy Spirit would shake your hand, pat you on the back, or give you a big hug. Now we're speaking euphemistically and spiritually, but this comes by doing things God's way and not leaning on our own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. The number 7 is a number of completeness in the Scriptures and in nature. God Almighty wants to bless us completely. In fact, the Bible says that if we do things God's way, that He will actually have respect for us, as hard as that is to imagine, since we're all sinners. In Leviticus 26, as we condense the message, we read verse 2, "You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am Yahweh." Verse 6, "And I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. I will rid evil beasts out of the land. Neither shall the sword go through your land." I think we all know what the evil beasts are. Verse 9, "For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you." Let's dial in on verse 2 and see what we have. "You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am Yahweh." Taking notice, it says to keep the Sabbaths, plural. This is not talking about just keeping the Sabbath day, which is one day in 7. That is elementary and automatic. Leviticus 26 encourages us into all of God's good laws. But additionally, there are several Sabbaths found within God's holy feast days that are given to Saxon Israel. If we keep them and reverence the sanctuary, Yahweh promises that He will respect us. What a miraculous honor that would be. Furthermore, the prophetic sanctuary goes far beyond what the Old Testament sanctuary ever was, as great as that was. The latter-day sanctuary is a land of inheritance bequeathed to only God's children of called-out Israel. Without digressing too long into that subject, that prophetic sanctuary is USA North America, where we were given a new chance by Yahweh God to be separate from the tyranny of Europe, with a huge ocean in between. Sanctuary means consecrated and holy. It also means a place of asylum and refuge. Ezekiel 11, verses 16, 17, and 18, which have been partially fulfilled, will in time be totally fulfilled here in the USA, as dramatically described in many verses of God's written word throughout the Bible. To our detriment, we have not been diligent to honor and reverence our sanctuary land of America the Beautiful. America presently sits as a defiled, lost soul. As far as honoring the Sabbaths of the Israel festivals or feast days, we are beckoned by God to be blessed 7 times with convocations of assembly during the year. The cycle of 7s dominate the Sabbath day. The weeks, the months, appointed feasts, and years. based upon the vernal equinox, which is called the Abib in Hebrew. Every seventh day is a Sabbath. Every seventh month is a holy month. Every seventh year is a sabbatical year. Following seven times 7 years is the year of Jubilee. The holy convocations are Sabbath assemblies within the feast days. There are seven of them. Two in the Feast of Unleavened, Exodus 12:16. One at Pentecost, Leviticus 23:21. The first and tenth days of month seven, Leviticus 23 verses 24 and 27. And two convocations at the Feast of Tabernacles, Leviticus 23 verses 35 and 36. Although these days did have the old sacrifices performed on them that symbolized the Lamb of God that was to arrive, the days themselves were not sacrifices. A day in and of itself cannot be a sacrifice. The feast days, as appointed days, were never part of the sacrificial ceremonial law. No Israelite priest ever offered up a day on the altar, nor could he. Nobody can kill a day and lay it on the altar. On the contrary, the feast days are national memorial days, Exodus 12:14 and Leviticus 23:24. Nowhere in the Bible do we find that Yahweh's feast days and convocational Sabbaths were done away with. Scripture records that only the animal sacrifices performed on those memorial days were ended when the Lamb of God, Jesus of Nazareth, arrived and was crucified once and for all. Hebrews 10, verses 10 through 12. False teachings of the world churches have removed us from the respect and the sevenfold blessings of victory promised to us by Yahweh Elohim, the living God of our fathers. As we read in Leviticus 26, "Ye shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary, and I will give peace in the land. None shall make you afraid, for I will have respect unto you. I am Yahweh." The land falls under the domain of the divine sanctuary. Do we want peace in our land? And are we willing to follow Yahweh's clear instructions on how to obtain it? If you have questions about Yahweh's sabbatical convocations, do not hesitate to email this ministry. We are here to help in every way possible, and we're here to learn also from your good input and your suggestions, which are very much appreciated. Today, our people as a nation still have a long way to go before learning to value and reverence God's plan for us as His family. It certainly appears that it's going to take a few more generations until we are ground down into an utterly hopeless state before the survivors of Saxon Israel turn to Yahweh in contrition of heart and thankfulness for all that He's done for us. Godspeed the day. But a few in the fold can begin now in their families and with the small numbers in their household to lead the charge into the seven holy day convocations of the New Testament Commonwealth victory. Paul writes of the Christian Commonwealth of Israel in Ephesians chapter 2. And it's not the British Commonwealth, which is a counterfeit. That's run by the elite nobility aristocracy of Europe. The nations of the British so-called Commonwealth have never been free, as they all live under an oligarchy, the way of Cain. We've heard the cry once before in our sanctuary land. Let it be heard again. No king but Jesus. God bless you all, and pray for the Christian Israel remnant in America and in all the nations of the sons of Isaac, scattered far and wide, wherever they may be. Hallelujah, which means, praise be to Yahweh.